Hey, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, court date, April 9th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Lou up in Mackinac County had a project going that I totally forgot about when he sent this to me. It started April 1st. It runs through April the 14th. Medals for Heroes. Tri-County Veterans. This is a scrap metal recycle pickup. Help support Tri-County veterans in collecting scrap metal to help defray expenses for our local veterans. Money earned from the collection goes towards medical co-pays, windows, replacement, furnaces, auto repairs, and other necessities of our veterans. A&L Iron will be at Gateway City Garage parking lot to take collections. They're accepting copper, aluminum, steel, appliances, or other recyclable metals. Please, no garbage. Find Tri-County Veteran Boot at various businesses located in Mackinac, Luce, and Chippewa County to donate. Donations help local veterans in need. So if you have any scrap metals, any appliances, anything that you no longer have a need for, they have a dumpster set up. Lou just sent me a text message, said it is going very good. They are on their second dumpster. Let's get into the lax thing, what he actually said. Mike, Medals for Heroes is going so well. We've had to change the dumpster out already, and we're going to be going through Monday next week. They'll collect the last dumpster, so it's doing very well, and we are collecting a lot of metal, and we appreciate all the help. Please ask people to bring us some more. Tri-County Veterans Fund. Chippewa, Luce, and Mackinac Counties. So, too cool, great, glad to be able to make the announcement. They will be collecting through this coming Monday. If you like that flyer, just text me METALS, METALS. I'll forward the flyer to you, get you all the information. Got a text message from John Palmer. He says, Randy, can you please explain exactly what the heck lack of standing is? Well, it's a legal term that judges, at their own discretion, have the ability to throw cases out with. If a lawsuit is brought into a courtroom, filed with the court, the judge reviews the lawsuit. He looks at the statutes that they are claiming somebody has violated. Somebody has done them harm. He looks at the plaintiffs. He looks at the defendants. He looks at the laws. He or she then makes a decision based on the filing of the legal brief. Does this plaintiff have legal standing? Are they a resident of the jurisdiction where they submitted the lawsuit? Based on the law, are they affected, potentially harmed, which is alleged in the lawsuit, by the actions of the defendant? They then have a legal tactic, which is what I call it, to claim that the plaintiff lacks legal standing, good legal standing, to present and bring forward the lawsuit. For example, here in Antrim County, when we did the forensic audit of the voting equipment in Cheryl Guy, the county clerk's office in Bel Air, Michigan, the computer geeks that came in with the machine unplugged, not even turned on, were able to access all of the activity the machine went through prior to, during, and after the presidential election in November of 2020. In their 28-page unredacted report, they actually documented certain anomalies and things that took place in the voting equipment itself. How errors were made and corrected, and how basically all of Donald Trump's votes in Antrim County went to Joe Biden. All of Joe Biden's votes got sent to Donald Trump and the third party candidate. The third party candidate's votes were sent to Trump. It was a complete algorithm malfunction, and we documented it all during that forensic audit. Well, Dominion fought the majority of the information in the report, claiming proprietary or copyrighted protections of its information was contained in the report. Judge Elsenheimer then forced Matt DiPernell at the time, the attorney handling it, handling and submitting the report, that he had to redact a large majority of the information before he could submit it into the courtroom records. I have the original unredacted report. I have read it with my own eyes. The machines malfunctioned and caused Antrim County to report early on the morning after the election that Biden had won Antrim County. Gary Peters had won Antrim County. When in fact, they deleted all the files in that machine, and then 2 days later, Thursday after the election, they used the tabulator tapes from the local municipalities to upload those numbers back into Cheryl Guy's machine. And they certified the election. We have it all in a forensic audit. Judge Elsenheimer dismissed the case, claiming that Bill Bailey, a local resident within Antrim County, did not have legal standing to bring the lawsuit. What? Bill Bailey, a voter in Antrim County, felt that his vote had been manipulated and didn't go to Donald Trump. It went to another candidate. He had total legal standing. But that's how the judge was able to dismiss it. And every subsequent lawsuit, this is the very first legal tactic that they've been able to use that has stood up in the appellate process. Plaintiff did not have good legal standing to bring forward the case. Well, if you can't bring forward a case, the case is dismissed. You then have to have the money, the resources, the time to appeal the judge's decision. So that's what legal standing basically means. Unbelievable. Now, just to wrap up this story, Biden continues to be sued They are fighting it and will probably end up taking it to the Supreme Court. The only problem is it may be too late. This is by far the most important legal issue in the country heading into the November election. The outcome of this case and similar cases will decide how heavy the Biden's administration thumb will be pushed down on the electoral scales, said the attorney. He also hopes that the Supreme Court will weigh in ahead of the case moving forward in lower courts because he believes his clients have the obvious winner on the legal merits of the case. With existing legal precedent from the Supreme Court, they will determine that his clients do, in fact, have good legal standing. He also said that according to what's known as the Purcell Doctrine, named after a 2006 election case, the Supreme Court said that courts should not change election rules too close to an election. The attorney wants to petition the High Court in coming days to have this issue temporarily resolved by stopping this executive order while the case proceeds in lower courts. The Department of Justice had been assigned to arguing the case on behalf of Biden's administration, did not respond to Fox News' request for a comment. Well, of course they didn't. Kind of interesting that he's using the Department of Justice, basically the U.S. Attorney General's office, to be his lawyer in defending his executive order. My question is, why is it taking you guys so long to be filing these type of lawsuits? He signed this executive order back in 2021. Why didn't you guys file something then that could have perhaps stopped this activity for the 2022 elections? Now it is 2024 and it's now just now going to court? Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barnard, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our number one. The process that they are trying to use here is federal dollars going after these governmental agencies to basically cause them to be headhunters, to register people who are on welfare, housing assistance, and other types of government assistance. Most of these people tend to vote Democrat, and if they're not registered to vote, well, this is what the lawsuit is all about. But you know what? I don't think it's going to work, and I'm going to tell you why. Voter turnout in a presidential election. Absolutely, absolutely going to overcome whatever shenanigans the machines, these governmental agencies are attempting to do by voter registration. It is going to be a huge turnout. That's why the Democrats are possibly thinking about replacing Joe Biden as their candidate. I've got a story that I'm going to be talking about at the bottom of next hour after we're done talking with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig. Who's in line is the question asked of some political consultants. This because of Simon Schuster Publishing House announced this past Friday that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is coming out with a book titled True Gretch. It will be published in July. A couple of weeks earlier, she returned from a trip to South Korea, which was just her most recent globe-trotting venture. These are typical preoccupations of a Michigan governor not quite halfway through her second term. Why is the governor's book coming out in July? Why not wait until Christmas? Well, what other prospective candidates are waiting in the wings that would have a good shot at winning a swing state like Michigan and others as much as Gretchen Whitmer could, was the question asked of the panel. You see, if you're going to run for president, you write a book. you write a book prior to campaigning to get your policies, your values, your principles, your life story out there in a book form that people will buy to help you raise money to set up your presidential campaign. So why is Whitmer coming out with a book July of 2024? She'll be on all the national talk shows. I'm sure CNN, MSNBC, they'll all have interviews with her about the book, bringing national attention to her. So we're going to get into this story. We're going to get into the timing of it. We're going to find out what the political consultants in Lansing think about it. But it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear. This is a situation where they are going to be pushing other candidates, the other most notable politician in the process, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. They're saying that he's actually probably the front runner when it comes to politicians. Gretchen Whitmer's in the mix. Michelle Obama has been talked about, even though she says she will not run, she will not do it. Yeah, we'll see about that. So there's going to be some interesting discussion from these political consultants. We're going to get to this story. Also, the NFL draft coming up on April 25th, looking to add $160 million of cash dumping into Detroit's economy. We're going to talk about that story as the NFL national draft is taking place in Detroit. A former Ottawa County administrator is suing the county commissioners. And the Supreme Court's weigh in on teens being held in prison. We've got a couple of short stories for you. We're going to cover those in the third hour. So, pretty excited. Lots of things happening. We're going to have Ian Murphy on to talk about today's courtroom proceedings. Going to happen at 1:30 in Gaylord with Judge Hunter. About an hour from right now, they'll be opening the doors for the special luncheon over at the Iron Pig. We'll talk about that as well. Hour number two, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents.